Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the We Deliver Podcast. In this episode, I actually have my brother and my parents, John and Debbie Rumat, on the episode. And it's pretty funny, at least to me. I hope you guys find it funny too. But yeah, my parents right beforehand were very... My mom was very reluctant to be on here, but we somehow convinced her to be on. And my dad is there as well. And he is actually less talkative than usual, which is weird. But no, it was cool. It's fun. We get to talk to them. I found out some stuff I didn't really know too much. But we talk about hometown, and it was cool. So check it out already.
How many minutes? I want to know that we should say because it says on the read.
It's probably like 30 to an hour.
It doesn't say. All right, welcome to the We Deliver Podcast, the podcast that's 30 minutes or less or it's free. Oh, God, you got me distracted now. What we're doing in this podcast is we're going to order some food and then have a conversation with some guests and talk about different topics. But today's guest, in the spirit of Christmas. Because Christmas is about family and everything. I have my parents. It's John and Debbie Rumat. You're getting so embarrassed right now. Okay, it's just us. Just pretend it's not here. Okay, so I picked a couple different topics to make sure that nothing we talked about was weird or anything. So pick, just point to a card.
And this will be the topic.
All right. Oh, okay. So the topic for this podcast is hometown. The hometown questions. You may look very skeptical. All right. The first question, and this doesn't have to be like, just don't worry about just answering the question, like get it right. We'll tell stories, conversations. It's a conversation. That's how it works. Dad's falling asleep. All right. The question is, where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the country in West De Pere.
Yeah.
Town of Lawrence.
Was there a lot of houses and stuff around?
No, not really. It's mostly off farmland.
Yeah, I was going to say, Grandpa still lives in your home, in your house when you grew up.
About 58 years now. 59. Oh, wow. In the same house.
So wait, 58... So how long ago did they buy the house when...
They built the house before I was born.
Okay.
They had three children before. They were...
Wait, so...
Where did they live before?
Yeah, I didn't even know this. I thought you guys lived there the whole time.
Nope, they lived down the road a ways. They were renting a house.
I think they rented a house at... doggone it.
No, they rented a house. On the farmhouse.
Yeah, farmhouse, and then they lived in a trailer when they first got married. And then they had another apartment or something before they went to the Hoots farm. Lloyd Hoots farm. He lived in that house.
Oh, Goose farm.
Lloyd Hoots, and then they built that house there. They bought the property from Gay Bumgard and built the house there.
Yeah. Okay, so... Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, and then they built the house there, and then afterwards, three houses built up behind them.
Yeah.
So, they had the first three children there, and then a couple years later, they had me. So.
I was gonna say a good housewarming gift.
Yeah.
Now, Dad, initially, his original hometown isn't even in America.
Didam, Netherlands. I lived in a house that my father had built. Yeah, he had built that from scrap buildings. And it was right after the war, the World War II. He wasn't really supposed to build it, but his brothers and him got that house together for him. They lived there until we came to the United States. We moved to a house on Western Avenue, lived there. It was belonged to the sponsors from my father and mother. And then we bought the house on Erie Street, and I lived there until I got married, and we moved into the house on Robin Street.
Wait, so what do you mean when he wasn't supposed to build?
After the war, there was shortage of materials.
Oh, okay.
And they were saying you could only have so much. It was all rationed out.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of damage in the Netherlands from World War II, where the Germans and were trying to bomb England, and their bombs fell short and hit the Netherlands. And the English come over to bomb Germany, and some of their bombs fell short. So the Netherlands got a lot of damage from that part in World War II.
Huh.
During World War II, the Germans attacked the Netherlands, and within about a day, they overtook the Netherlands. But most of the damage in the Netherlands was from bombs and that and missiles and that stuff that they shot or went over. And didn't hit the target in England or Germany. They ended up between in the Netherlands.
So Grandpa basically built a house he wasn't supposed to build because they didn't have materials?
Well, there was an old building or something on his father's farm, and they moved that out.
Oh, okay.
They took that scrap materials that was okay.
That's cool.
Unused stuff.
Yeah.
I'm learning stuff already. And then you moved to the house that no one lives in. I mean, not obviously no one lives in, but no one we're related to lives anymore.
So his parents came from the Netherlands, and my grandparents came from the Netherlands.
So we're Dutch.
So we're totally Dutch.
We know, ask us all the things about windmills.
Not totally Dutch, because wasn't
Grandpa was 100% Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma was part Belgian.
And part German.
German and part Dutch.
So we're like, we're like an eighth, Belgian, an eighth German.
We're like 75 to 80% Dutch.
Yeah.
Maybe on the higher end, since Dad's like Dutch.
All right, now I want to hear about this. When you're growing up in Lawrence and De Pere and stuff, what did you guys do for fun? Like what?
Yeah, because nowadays everyone's playing video games.
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't allowed to watch TV during the day or nothing like that. We played outside. We went down to the creek, but we also did a lot of harvest in the gardens.
Yeah, cause you,
we picked strawberries, raspberries. We sold them. We sold cucumbers. We sold just about. That's the way my mom made money, because she never worked at all, but she stayed home with all the kids, and then that's how we made the money to travel like we did.
Mm-hmm.
But no, and mainly, and then we also had a small swimming pool in the backyard. We swam quite a bit. But we had the neighbors, we had two houses. One house had six kids. The other one had... Well, they both had six kids, and the middle one had like a couple kids. So we had a lot of kids to play with in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But we mainly played outside all the time. We didn't go in the house. That we had to stay outside. And then at nighttime, there were a lot of times we slept. We had a screen porch.
Mm-hmm.
We slept in the screen porch at night.
Where was that?
It was a building where the big garage is in the back.
Remember where Yukon's
dog
coop was?
Yeah.
In that building?
Uh-huh.
Well, the back of the building was where Grandpa kept all his lawn, tractors,
and
everything.
Yeah, the tractor stuff, yeah.
Front of the building was carpet with screens and shades in that.
Eventually turned into a cage type stuff? Like where the
dogs in that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But years ago when kids were smaller, that's where we had cots and sleeping bags in there, and that's where we slept in the summer when it was too hot, because you didn't have air conditioning in the house. So we had three sides of the building was screened in, so we had a lot of breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So even the neighbor kids would come over, and we'd, you know, there won't be no problem having 6-8 kids sleeping in there at one time. So we slept in there quite a bit at nighttime.
Because you basically grew up I was going to say the country, and Dad grew up in the city, but that's making it sound more glamorous. Because
it's more of a suburb.
Yeah.
Well,
but back then.
Back when I lived there, There was a farmhouse.
Uh-huh.
There was, in our neighborhood, about 6-7 houses. And it was about 3 blocks from where the city was actually houses.
Uh-huh.
And it was all farmland around me, too.
Yeah. It was like the edge of the farmland.
We're right closer to the city than your mom was. But we were actually in the country, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, we played outside. We found stuff.
Is there any, specific games that you guys played? I know, we played kick the can and stuff like that.
Kick the can, and we played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. But mainly it was kick the can. And then we played a lot of croquet.
Oh, yeah.
We played a lot of croquet.
We still play a lot of croquet.
But we also played games outside, Yahtzee, and, we played Royal Rummy outside and that on the, But we did a lot, quite a bit of swimming.
Mm-hmm.
But we did a lot of garden stuff. Yeah. When those strawberries, we used to get up at 5 o'clock morning and pick strawberries. And sometimes it was noon, 1 or 2 o'clock before we got out of there. Mm-hmm. Picking strawberries. So we did. And then we rode down and watched the baseball games with the Little Leagues, because my brothers were in Little League.
Okay.
And, I did a lot of babysitting when I was 12 and 13. So,
But what you did?
Really didn't do a whole lot, I suppose. We played around outside. My dad usually had a pile of sand in the back. It was dumped there. We played in the sand pile and played in the front yard, backyard.
You had neighbors, and then you also had a paper route.
Yeah, when I was 12, 13 years old, I think 13, 14 maybe, we got a paper route. It was a Milwaukee Journal route. We had our route, it was about 5-6 miles long. And had about 20-some customers.
Wow.
We dropped one here, one there.
It's in the country,
No, this was in town that the route was. Oh. It was in town, but not many people wanted that paper.
It was Milwaukee paper.
If you rode your bike, you could probably get done in half an hour.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I both had that route, and we split it. He took half, and I took the other half.
Oh.
But you had the bike where you had blacktop or concrete to drive on. We had a stone road, and that was no fun going on up.
When I was growing up, my brother and I shared a bike when we were younger. And it was a long long gravel driveway, and he'd jump off the bike and let it go where it was. I usually ended up stopping and dropping it, but a few times I'd end up behind a car. I think one time Dad didn't see it and crunch.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Now, growing up wise, because obviously when Jason and I were old enough, in high school and stuff like that, we could go around, go to the mall and all that stuff. What did you guys do for fun when you were, because I know you guys, I hear stories, and by that I mean you guys tell me stories, but we used to go to, you guys had dance clubs and stuff, because wasn't the drinking age back then, 18?
18, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we started going out, when we were 18. We went to Club 18. And it was dancing there and that stuff. And that's where all the City Deep here went.
Mm-hmm.
The kids all hung out there, But, no. But we went to movies, and stuff like that.
That was after high school.
Yeah, that was after we were out of school. But when we were growing up and I was in high school, we lived in the country. We never got to go to clubs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, join clubs at school because we had to take the school bus home because my parents only had one vehicle and Dad was working, but we could never really go to after school programs or anything because we had to take the bus home.
Yeah.
Couldn't join them, but we didn't really do it. When I was growing up, we barely seldom went to the store. I mean, once in a great while we had a treat that we got to go to a store, but otherwise we never went to the store.
Mm-hmm.
My mom made most of our clothes. Once in a while we got to go down to get clothes for school, but that was about it.
Yeah.
But for groceries, we pretty well raised chickens at home and all that stuff, and we bought a cow from the farmer and that stuff. I said, we really never had a goal.
You bought a cow?
You buy a cow and then you get it butchered and that's your meat.
Did you get your milk then too that way, or just
no? Well, no, you just
you butcher the cow. There's no
you butcher,
milk
yeah, you it. You butcher. You know, you get a cow from one of the farmers, and they butcher it.
Uh-huh.
They butcher so many cows at a time,
yeah,
and then you cut up the meat and you freeze it all.
Oh.
So and then we had chickens. We raised 100 chickens a year. We'd get little bitty chickens like right on Easter time, 100 of them.
Little baby ones.
Yeah,
like
and then
nuggets?
First three or four nights we had to put them in the basement because it was so cold. It was cool because it was spring. But that's what we had 100 chickens that we used up through the year, and then we had our eggs from there too. And never forget the first time, my little sister, she's 10 years younger than me, she wanted to go get the first eggs. Well, the first eggs, you got to be careful because they have no shells.
Uh-huh.
Because the chickens have to eat little stones to get the shell. So here, Shelly comes and goes gets the egg out of the chicken nest.
Uh-huh.
And it was really soft. She was so proud of it. Halfway to the house, and she squeezed it. broke in her hand. And what a mess. She was so scared.
Never picked up an egg again.
Yeah. But no, you had to collect the eggs and we had to clean out the coops and that stuff, but...
So, like, eggs, the shells are from the stones, so, like, basically when you buy eggs and the shells are really hard, that means they had a lot of stones?
Yeah, you buy a bag of stones and you just throw some in the coop and they scatter it around and they gotta eat healthy to get the shell started, and when they're young yet and they're just starting out, they have to build that up.
Yeah, did you actually...
So they need calcium. They need calcium to make the eggshell. And the only way, you know, when the eggshells get thin, they gotta have... I don't know if it's really pure stones or... Because I remember getting them in bags.
Mm-hmm.
And you just throw them in the coop and they scatter around with the...
So is that what they do like in TV shows and stuff when they're scattering? I thought they were like just throwing seeds for the chickens to eat.
Mix seeds.
Well, they can,
stones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a limestone that I think they gave them, which dissolves and it gives the chicken calcium.
But years ago when you had the farm, you always had a stone driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So the chickens would scatter that. But we never left the chickens out
because
it made a mess of the yard. But then you just throw some stones in to keep them, keep the shells hard. But
I was gonna say, did you hear that? Like when the old like which came first, the chicken or the egg? And they're saying that there's a protein in egg shells, I think, that only chickens produce. So they're thinking that could be the answer because chickens have to be created to make that protein or something.
Well, yeah,
dumb like that. I don't know.
But
I don't know. Sorry, I thought it was gonna be much more interesting though. Well, now where do you live? It's the same city, so let's change that question.
Same city, but it changed.
Yeah. Now,
wait, this is your first house that you guys bought together,
yeah,
right? Did you have an apartment or something before that? No,
I did.
Well, she did. She lived in an apartment. Well, moved from her parents' house to an apartment, and then into a
house
with her brother.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
Then we bought this house.
But we bought this house a year before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So then I lived here since I was paying rent. So I lived here and he lived at his mom's house until he got married. Till we got married.
It was only like two or so blocks away. So
yeah.
It's not, just
three blocks away. But
3 blocks.
Yeah. You can't see, it's...
Right.
But no, we bought this house. Somebody had it for like 6 months before we did. And we bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It was fairly new, wasn't it?
It was brand new. Yeah, I mean, it didn't have no yard or anything. I mean, he didn't do nothing to it. They just got married and moved. Because
there's no trees or anything, right?
No.
You planted those.
When I was right out of high school, from where the house I lived on, I could see the apartment building next door to us. But now you can't because of all the other houses.
Yeah.
Oh, this was a farm field.
This was a farm field.
Yeah, it was a farm.
And I remember when I was a little kid, you looked toward this way, and the cows were basically in this field.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to where Grandpa Trinkner lived. Next to that, to the south, That was a farm field. And then the next building on that side of the road was Dana and Jansen's buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was so. And we were, this house was pretty well a lot, just the second last house built in this street. Because across the road was a build, yeah.
I was going to say, even looking at old pictures, just like when you guys moved into the house, you can see that there's no yard. And there's no, the trees are just twigs.
Yeah, well, when we moved into, the stickers were all on the windows yet. And, nothing was really touched in this house except in the living room he lived in there.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, this was considered a party house before we bought it. Major party house, they said.
Well, you guys were like in your 20s, so that's
yeah, the best time he to was. Party. Yeah, so. Nope, we bought this like brand new, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we got it now because it's small yet.
Yeah. Didn't say no upstairs or anything like that. So we just all on one level.
All right, now, the next question is, where would you like to have lived? Like, if you could, like, let's say right now, if you could just move, you could live anywhere, like any country, any city, state, whatever. Like, without getting rid of this house, like, you got a dream home, like a secondary, like, vacation home.
You won the lottery.
Yeah.
And you're able to build another house.
This
somewhere.
I'm not saying that because I won the lottery and buying a house. Let's put those rumors to rest.
I think I would love to live in Tennessee. It's not too hot and it's not too cold, but
Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas.
Yeah, those are some pretty
beautiful
states.
Down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty states, but yet you can get cold down there. But it's not like it's
like this
freezing cold. Well, yeah,
20 degrees. You
the
don't
average
like that.
Temperature some parts in Tennessee, I think, was just above freezing.
Mm-hmm.
The average.
Yeah.
You do have days where it gets lower than that, but.
But it's so pretty. Oh, it's so pretty down there.
Yeah. A lot of times if they have snow, within a week the snow is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it don't stay.
It's pretty.
Yep.
I think Tennessee is one that, you know.
Yeah, because you guys travel a lot, so you've been to different areas.
No, I like that. Tennessee, Arkansas,
and
Missouri.
I remember you guys going to Tennessee.
We went.
You guys just went like last year. Yeah.
The Great Smoky Mountains, and
we
went to the whole state. We did the whole
loop. To the other one.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I've driven through Missouri quite a few times, like on the way down to Texas or North Carolina. And, like, just Missouri itself, like with just how many trees there are, I do like that. And I remember when we went to Tennessee years ago, how many trees.
Trees, and then they got the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a lot of mountains.
Tons,
it's
tons
like
of trees in the
background.
It's yeah.
Fun.
No, it's just in the fall. It's gorgeous. I won't mind going back next year again to go for Christmas, they said. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But, so in the last year we saw bears. We were at the Smoky Mountains and there was bears in the foothills.
Yeah, we were in what they call Cade's Cove in the Smoky Mountains. And
okay.
There was, you see a lot of people looking. So we went over looking. Here was a bear just kind of moseying around out there.
Are they black bears? Or
black
are they?
Bears.
Okay.
Black bears.
It's not like it's a grizzly bear. You're just
going to say it.
Grizzlies are the type that you don't want to.
Right.
Black bear, they won't attack.
Like, oh, it's a grizzly. Let's get out of here.
They won't attack as easily.
The only thing is, one person stops to look at it, then everybody's got to stop because the traffic is.
Yeah.
But no, it was nice.
It's like Door County.
But yet, we went in there. What was it?
Everyone,
what was it? 90 degrees when we started going. When we first got into Smoky Mountains, it was 90.
When we went through from Gatlinburg to Cherokee, you're going through and it going up. It was like 90 degrees in the bottom, about 60 on top.
How do you remember all these city names?
You will after you look at the maps and, you know, see.
I know, but
you know, when you look at maps after a while, like, you visualize it.
When we went to Montana.
Missoula.
But the thing is, like, when we were doing that, we were mostly using GPS.
But still, we stopped at, like, two or three cities. I can't name the North Dakota city. Splitsville.
But when you got a map in front of you and you're looking at it, all the while he's driving and you're okay,
I suppose.
This is a city over here, this is, but you know, you'll get used to it. That's why I like the paper map yet.
Yeah.
Because you can see different...
Mm-hmm.
You see all these little towns coming up and everything.
Yeah.
Where GPS, I'd never be able to see it because he's... I don't know. I just like the paper maps. But we went there quite a few times already, so you get used to where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But all the times that we are at Great Smoky Mountains, last year was the first time that we went to,
Cade's Cove.
It's in the mountains, but right in the, like, the center of the mountain, there's, like...
It's a plateau-like.
Plateau.
Okay.
It's all grass.
And there was farms in the 1800s there.
And there's all these buildings that are still up. Most of them are from the 1800s, because they all left and moved away because the federal... government took
they bought the properties from
people. Because it's a federal national park.
Uh-huh.
So they took it all and they left, and all the barns, most of them are still there in the houses. So it's really interesting. You take this 11-mile loop around, it's a one-way loop, and you stop at all these little homesteads and they tell you stories about, but it's really weird because you got the whole mountain that's all trees and everything, and then you come into this area and it's all flat land. It's all grass and flat land. But it was gorgeous because when we got there, the fall leaves were all turning, so it was all around, it was just like leaves, colored leaves. So
now, Dad, I know you said Missouri, Tennessee too, but is that, let's say there's a third home. Would you
like
mom
picked
one?
No,
you pick one.
Yeah,
we're gonna be rich.
Mom picked Tennessee. What would you pick? And she, I mean, it's not like you're hiding from her. It's
No, Tennessee was beautiful.
He likes Tennessee.
I like Tennessee. And when we went to Arkansas, that was nice too.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of nice.
See,
there.
Like we like the western and the southern western parts.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the eastern parts.
Oh,
that's so populated.
Oh yeah, because the
shore,
national.
Well, you got it's so. I don't know. It's more expensive in population, but.
If you really look
talking about the western part of the eastern.
The eastern coastline,
part
of
the
United States.
Western
part
of the eastern coastline, because she's not talking about California. She's talking about.
But you go to the big cities.
Mm-hmm.
The area around by the big cities, the people are so different compared to you go to when we went. Remember when we broke down going to Yellowstone?
Mm-hmm.
Guy offered me to take his pickup truck. You wouldn't hear of that around here.
Mm-hmm.
Go take pickup truck, go get it. Well, I said, I think I need a tow truck. And they come pick me up with the tow truck and towed me in because I couldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people out there are a lot friendlier.
Mm-hmm.
Being so scarce between towns and that, they help each other out a lot more. You go to the big city, you say hi to them, and they kind of, oh God, they're gonna rob me, you know?
Yeah.
It's so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why a couple years ago we said we're going to West Coast or East Coast. He said, let's go to the West Coast. So we went to South and North Dakota.
And that was
beautiful.
It's not really on the coast, though.
It's like central.
No.
Well, heading to the west or the east.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going to the more populated area, which is east, or you go to the sparsely populated, which is west.
Did you go to North Dakota? It's practically...
There is so much flat land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There isn't that many.
And the people in the Dakotas... If they ask you where you're from, you say Wisconsin. Oh, that's where you can't see. And he says, you can't see? You can't see for the trees.
Yeah, that's a Wisconsin thing right now.
Yep. It's
can't see state.
Can't see state.
Because
can't see
too
for
many
the trees.
Because how much trees are in South and North Dakota?
Yeah.
You see a few trees and there's a house in the middle of them. The rest is all flatland.
We don't have a lot, but then again, thinking our yard itself has like... five or six trees just in our yard, and then you go there and you see
you'd be lucky if you have a tree in your yard.
Your
yard is miles long.
You have more windmills per square mile than
Wisconsin
trees.
And Minnesota is known for the trees.
Because
Wisconsin, I never heard of that before, but they said yes, Wisconsin
I don't want to say like Colorado.
Can't see state. Colorado?
Yeah, mountain is there, mountains, so it's different.
Yeah, they're
different.
Known for their mountains.
But still, like, once you get out more close to west, like, they're like, yeah. California's like the big, what are they called?
Redwoods.
I was going to say silver maple, that's not right. And then it kept getting bigger with my arms.
Yeah, but you got the bigger cities where they don't have trees. You get to New York City, there isn't that many trees either. The big cities don't have trees.
Yeah.
So that's why when someone came up to us and said, yeah, you're from the no-see state. It's like, what? No-see?
Can't see
state. It's like, what?
Can't see for the trees.
Which is funny, because you're driving on the highway, like, you just see patches of trees here and there in the fields, which always weirded me out. Because, like, whenever I think of a place to get lost, like, not get lost, but, like, just a place to, like, just wander out in the woods, there's not a lot of places in the area.
But if you look real close where those trees are, there's a house or something in the middle.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, I mean, look at hunting.
I remember going to Rhinelander, and that's.
Yeah, but you look up in the sky, though, look down on the plane, there's a lot of trees in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
There is a lot of trees. Because Green Bay. If you go from a plane, you don't see nothing. You don't really see any buildings. It's all trees. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Hometown stories. I don't know what I meant when I
is there any stories probably?
Yeah, like any like, because, I mean, obviously, like you said, Lawrence or what, De Pere, but basically we're just right next door to Green Bay. Like, no one really knows De Pere outside of the county. Unless you watched Contact.
Yeah, but you might not catch that.
Well, De Pere was going to be a Green Bay if it didn't burn down in the 1900s.
Yeah.
It burnt down. Well, De Pere was growing quite rapidly, and they were going to be a Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
But when De Pere burnt down, everybody moved north.
Uh-huh.
Away from the fire to start over.
Yeah.
Then Green Bay became the big town where De Pere was just
they wanted De Pere to be the county seat for Brown County.
Yeah.
And because of the fires,
they lost.
It ended up in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which actually, when was
that? The fires.
Late 1800s.
Early 1900s. That picture right there. So 1900.
Yeah. It was the late 1800s to the early 1900s.
Actually, I was gonna say last time I was here, Mom was showing. Because Dad just retired, so when they retired, they gave
That's the first city. So that's in 1900.
It's Broadway and De Pere.
He gave a cool clock and then a picture of the main street in De Pere. The main avenue, I guess.
See, that's
right Broadway there. And East De Pere, and you can see
that's
the river
the
behind
first
it and some
of
the old
city
buildings.
Of De Pere.
Mm-hmm.
So that one burned down and it started back up.
That's cool, though. It looks.
We went to some. Historical pictures show, and that's where we learned a lot of the stuff about the city. And they had pictures of old buildings and stuff like that there. And this is one of those pictures I think they had in there. I don't know. He's got 1,000 some pictures on the computer of the city, of different buildings that are no longer, and some are still there.
Yeah.
And I think he's got pictures of about 3 or 4 different bridges in De Pere that crossed right around there.
But this city never really grew a lot. It was more people living here.
It was a logging town and stuff like that. Yeah. Because you had the paper mill.
Yeah. Sawmills.
It expanded in area, not so much in industry.
Yeah.
The industry that was here died out.
Small stores and that sort of died out because of.
I thought they had like 3-4 different sawmills along the river, and there's not one left.
Oh yeah, because it's.
They had a boat building company in West De Pere, right behind the paper mill. They used to have water coming right up to the building, and I think that building part of it might still be there, where they built boats for. I think it was Burger Boat.
Up in, where are they now?
I thought they're out by Manitowoc or Sheboygan now.
Okay. Yeah, I remember hearing that company.
But there was a Burger Boat in De Pere, and that's right near where was it? Chrysler the Rock Church on Main Street.
Oh, okay.
Main and Fort Howard. And that building had, there was a building alongside of it, which is gone.
Okay.
And I think they had a fire in that one building. They didn't totally damage it, and they refurbished it. And then there was a cabinet shop in there at one time.
Oh, I do remember that.
The park department for the city of De Pere was in there. And they moved out, and then the church moved in.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Yeah, I was just, like, yeah, I remember the years ago. Didn't they have like? Didn't they embroider things?
Yeah.
Because I remember I had a jacket that my name was embroidered on, and we kept it up there.
Where are they now? Because they're still in De Pere.
No, they're in Ashwaubenon.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's over
on Ashland Avenue.
I don't
know. From.
Promotional design.
There you go.
Yeah, promotional design.
I remember I was little when I got that jacket.
I remember going there.
They were in there after the, before the church got in there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then they moved into a bigger place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because with the Packer apparel and that stuff.
I was going to say, they did the championship gear.
Yeah, they had to get into a bigger place.
That place is huge.
Oh, that's
time.
All right, and that's the end of the podcast. So I want to thank my mom and dad, John and Debbie Rumont, for being here. Yeah, that's about it. Dig in.